your initial reaction to how things turned out?
I mean, I am simply honored to have received, you know, the support of so many friends and neighbors from Brazos to McLennan counties. You know, this area is where I went to school, where I've raised my family, and where I run my business. So I know this community stands for smaller and more responsible government, and it's time we rally together to make sure we have a conservative voice in Austin. I'm just humbled and excited.
The district that you're seeking to be representative takes in so many counties and geographically so long. Do you find a consistent message out there from constituents that the length of the district's over 100 miles?
Absolutely. I mean, you start with private property rights, and you look at rural Texas. You know, arguably rural Texas is what gives this state its great strength. And we are lacking in rural representation. And, you know, we will get our message out in this runoff that we are the only rural candidate. We are the only one that makes his living, 100% of his living, working the land and working with people and understanding what their needs, wants, and desires are to bring common sense to Austin, Texas.
Your observations about the unofficial final totals that showed Tucker Anderson with about 30% of the vote. You had about 24% of the vote, but 61 votes ahead of Chris Scotty.
It was a three-horse race till the end, so, Bill, it's been an interesting evening.
And Mr. Anderson, I think, is from Calvert, so you're dealing with someone who's geographically in the middle of the district. You're in the southern part of the district.
I am the only candidate that's been in this district for the last 20 years.
And is that something that's resonating with those that you have spoken with?
Absolutely. I mean, these folks that live in this district have been there their whole lives. And that's what it's about. They want and need representation from people that live here, send their children to school here, and want to prosper here. Well, rural education is vital to this district and to its sustained economic development and growth by all means. And then we go to private property rights, which I mentioned earlier, which by all means includes water. And water will be one of the biggest issues we talk about over the next 60 days and throughout the 2013 legislative session.
Any pleasant surprises and or obstacles that you've had thus far and things that you're planning on dealing with in the runoff campaign?
Well, you caught me at about 3.5 seconds in my mind and lifespan of being in this runoff. You know, it's been touch and go since 7:15, so I am I'm still honored and in awe and excited and ready to run a hard and clean race like we have run since announcing in November of 2011.